top 100 directors from last seminar year, and we also asked our national sales directors to invite 10 of their directors from their areas. So we have the cream of the crop on this call today. We have the best of the best. You are the movers and shakers of the Diamond Seminar and of your national areas. We know that this is going to be an amazing seminar year and an incredible celebration of our 45 years of enriching women's lives. So are you guys ready for a power-packed hour? Well, I know that Tammy's ready to give us her guts, as she always says. But before she does, again, we have just a little bit of housekeeping. If you haven't already muted out your phone, you can do so by pressing *6. Or, again, if you have a mute button on your phone, that will also work. So this is very important. Even if you think you're in a quiet room and you don't think we'll be able to hear you, believe me, we can. So please mute your phone out. And if time permits at the end, of course, we'll open up the call for questions. So without further ado, this former small business owner began her Mary Kay business in January of 1994. As a sales director, she qualified for 8 top sales director trips, including 7 of the extended trips, and was in the top 10 of her seminar 6 times. She led her unit to the $1 million circle of excellence 4 times, her highest in the $1,400,000 circle. And she's been queen of unit sales for her seminar twice and a top 10 sales director nationwide 3 times, including the number 1 sales director nationwide in 2003. Debuting as a national sales director out of the Julianne Nagel area in 2004, her highest monthly check is over $44,000. And she's a Mary Kay multimillionaire with over $2 million in commissions. She's achieved Diamond Circle status 3 times, her highest in the $250,000 category. She's motivated by what others say can't be done, says her best assets are her focus and organization, and her favorite vacation spots are Hawaii and Australia. She says, "Mary Kay helped me find success outside of being a stay-at-home mother." Ladies, please welcome independent national sales director Tammy Craig.
Well, good morning, everybody, and thank you, Tracy. This really is an honor to speak to the cream of the crop. And I just have to say, too, congratulations, you guys. Holy cow. The top 100 in our Diamond Seminar, or you are invited by your national sales director, obviously because she sees something great in you. I know that's how I selected my additional top 10 to be on the call. I went through and just said to myself, okay, who is really working, not just saying she's hungry, telling me she's going to do something, but I've actually seen it over the last 6 months or so. And so you guys need to reach your hand around, pat yourself a great big time on the back, and be very, very honored that you were asked to be on the call. And I just want to congratulate you for not making an excuse as to why you couldn't be on the call. So again, congratulations on that. And I just want to give you guys some background, a little bit of background on this. First of all, how the call came about. Tracy called me because, you know, our Diamond Sales Development team is so amazing, and they go above and beyond. I mean above and beyond to really reach out and help all of us individually even. And so Tracy had been having some conversations, I believe after seminar, with some of our directors and, you know, really trying to help them get some tips to even have bigger quantum leaps this coming year. And in some of those conversations, she was talking about the fact that my area directors have had amazing quantum leaps. I'm going to tell you some amazing stories today, you guys, that are current stories that have just recently happened as a result of doing consistent power starts. And Tracy had heard me speak on the National Sales Director trip, I believe, or at some point, about how that's how we do it. It's through power starts. And so she called to get some tips on, you know, how to coach people through power starts. And she even had told me that in talking to some of the directors, she had mentioned it, you know, the success my people had, and that was the hottest tip she had heard recently for a quantum leap. And then she was actually a little bit challenged by some of the directors that said, you know, I know, I've talked about that. We've tried it. It just doesn't work for my unit. And when Tracy told me that, I nearly fainted, you guys, because bottom line is, that's not true. And if you have been making up a story and telling yourself that, you know, in your location, in your geographical area, or your people, or whatever, that power starts don't work, that's why they're not working, is because you don't have belief in them yourself. And we all know that the best way to build our own belief is to do it. Mary Kay always said, if you are not happy where you are in your business, if things are not going the way you want in your personal business or in your unit, she would say, hold a skincare class. It will turn everything around. And you guys, nothing has changed about that, I promise you. So first and foremost, I want to clear your minds of any thoughts you've had prior to this about the Power Start. You just need to take the great big high-powered hose to your head right now, rinse it out, pretend there's no idea in there, you know, pro or con to Power Starts, because if you don't get rid of your previous thoughts and beliefs, nothing I will say will sink in. Okay, so I just want you to pretend you know nothing one way or the other about Power Starts and let this sink in. So bottom line is this, we have got to get back to doing what Mary Kay built our company upon. And I would have to ask you, if I were having that conversation that Tracy had with some of the directors and they said that, my first question would be, okay, well, let me ask you something. When was the last time you did a full circle Power Start in 30 days? So ask yourself that question and be very honest about it. And when I say full circle, I mean you didn't just go there to, you know, prove that you could get the product on 30 faces. You worked every appointment full circle. You made sure that you asked for sales, you asked for bookings, and you layered recruiting prospects while you were at the appointment. That is a full circle class. All three things must take place in order for you to possibly achieve what I'm going to share with you several of my directors have achieved in doing so. I don't want you to be disillusioned thinking, well, if we just go put product on 30 faces 12 months in a row, we're going to have those results. No. When Mary Kay set our company up, she didn't call it the full circle Power Start, but that's what she meant. She said every single class you close three things: the sales, the new bookings from the class, and layering the recruit prospect, giving them some marketing information about the business opportunity. So that, I first of all want to make sure you understand what I'm talking about when I say full circle Power Start, because there is a difference between a Power Start and a full circle Power Start, and you must impress that upon your unit members big time. You'll have to say it 300 or 400 times before it sinks in, because all they hear is Power Start, 30 faces, 30 new people try the product, okay? All right. Well, let me give you some background on where all this started with my area. We have always been big on holding skincare classes. From, you know, when I joined the company, I was told, among, you know, other things, to go home, book 10 skincare classes with guest lists, and hold a Power Start my first 30 days. And that's what I did. So this was back in 1994. Here we are, 13 years later, and nothing has changed. Now, you may be hearing different things of ways different people are doing the business, but I promise you that anything that sounds like or looks like a shortcut is. And we all know that when you take shortcuts, most of the time, you get lost. And I'm very passionate about that, and I will be very straightforward and bold about that today. What I'm talking about is we are not a company that is recruiting-based. We are very product sales-based. We always have been. And if we are going to continue holding on to this dream that Mary Kay built, we must still believe that's what our company is based upon. What am I saying? I'm saying you do not recruit people that have not been facialed. And that is a bold statement. You know, it, just because we're in 2007 does not mean that there's a new way to do Mary Kay. I urge you all to go read Mary Kay's autobiography and get back to the way Mary Kay built our business, because, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't, there will be no Mary Kay Cosmetics. And I'm that passionate about it. And I'm taking some liberties this morning. I realize that. But I believe it's what Mary Kay would want me to tell you. So if you have been, you know, swayed away to shortcut this opportunity and, you know, hold big marketing events with new people's prospects before they've been facialed, let me warn you, you're building a house on quicksand. It may work temporarily, but you will not have longevity. And what I mean by that is my personal unit and my national area has been built upon the concept of the skincare class is the way we do it. And because of that, my personal unit as a national sales director, still, last year we did over 950,000 retail. I don't hold unit meetings anymore. I don't do a whole lot with my unit. I communicate with them by phone and by email. But the reason they're able to still produce that is because they sell our product. I would say around the country, I might have 20 to 30 consultants in my personal unit actually attending unit meetings out of 350, okay? Just because people, you know, they fall away from the meeting. But because they have customer bases, we still are able to do close to a million. And you know that there are many nationals, Lisa Matson, Gloria Mayfield Banks, Kathy Hulu, and many others whose units still do million plus. And it's because we're from the era where we built this business holding skincare classes. So if you want to make sure and guarantee future, your future, that your unit will continue to produce, even though you can't be as hands-on as a national with your unit, that is not what we're supposed to be doing as nationals. So if you want it down the road to still produce, you must teach people to sell the product. So there's my history, there's the background. And 3 years ago when we debuted as a national area, it was kind of like being a new director. You think, okay, now what do I do? So I always lean back on, you know, what I know. And what I knew is that if I could get my area consultants and directors together and do a pace setter class based on the skincare class, then, you know, that was new. That was not new to me. That was how we built our area in the first place. So I thought, well, I'll hold a pace setter class. And I challenged my pace setter class to hold 12 power starts in a row. Now, I can hear the gasps on the phone right now because that concept may have never, you know, really, you may never have even thought about that. 12 in a row, really? Wow. Never really thought about that. But I just thought, you know, it's almost like an experiment. Let's see what happens when they do 12 in a row. Plus, my number one sales director in my national area, Kim Cadell, that has been her secret to success from the very beginning. And I was able to see what Kim was able to do and the quantum leaps in unit clubs every year she was able to do because Kim herself was willing to continue to hold power start after power start even after she became a top director. And I'll share a little bit more about that with you later. But anyway, so I pulled people together and I said, all right, anybody that does a power start, 30 faces, interviews at least 10 people out of those 30 faces and places a $600 wholesale order to support the fact that you really did do a power start, you will be invited to a pace setter class. So I issued the challenge in June, and anyone that did that got to come to the pace setter class in July. And then when they came to the pace setter class in July, there were 45 people locally that attended that pace setter class. Okay. When they got there in July, I said to them, congratulations, we did a lot of recognition, and you know, we found out who had sold the most from their Power Start, who had booked the most new appointments from their Power Start, and who had done the most interviews from their Power Start, and who had added the most new team members from the Power Start. So that in and of itself was very motivating for people to see what is possible with a Power Start. And then I dropped the bomb, and I said, well, guess what? This is how this pace setter class is going to work. We will have a meeting every month, and if your unit is mostly non-local to you, you can do the same thing over a conference call. Your meeting is just done on the conference call versus, face-to-face. And so I said, here's the deal. To come back next month and to continue on with the pace setter class, you must repeat what you just did. Okay, so that was a surprise to them, and they're like, oh, so we're like not, you know, we're not in forever. We have to earn the right to come back every month. And I said, yes. Well, you guys, after 12 months, I want you to know that only 3 people out of those 45 people accomplished the power start every single month. Now, that may be disillusioning to you, but hold on, okay? It's not that other people didn't hit and miss and hit and miss and come back and forth. But the point is, 3 out of the 45 were consistent enough, disciplined enough, determined enough to do 3 in a row, and I'm excited to share their stories with you. But it did start a precedence, and since then, many of those original people now, you know, have started doing 12 in a row, which is very exciting. So I just don't want you to be, if you decide to do a pace setter class with your unit members, I don't want you to be disillusioned if you don't have, you know, half of them or three quarters of them finish all 12 in a row. And why? It just boils down to human nature, I believe. You know, that's why they always say 20% of the people do 80% of the work or whatever. But my 3 that finished, that wasn't even close to 20%, okay? Not even 10%. But it didn't matter because what we saw come from that has truly been what we've built our last 3 years as a national area on, and it's truly why our area has done so well out the gate. They've been a Diamond Circle area since we debuted, and they will be, I'm committing to you now, an Inner Circle National Area this year. Okay, let me tell you about the three people that finished the 12 in a row. The first girl's name is Maggie, and Maggie did all 12, and in the process of that, Maggie went from new consultant to vibe driver. Okay, so she earned her vibe, a very strong vibe, in 12 months. But then Maggie, after the Pacesetter class was over, Maggie stopped doing power starts. And, you know, there were some life situations that contributed to that. But because she didn't continue to do that and didn't repeat 12 more months in a row, Maggie has not yet gone on to be a sales director. And I know that when she does, that will happen for her. The second consultant that finished the 12, her name is Jaylene. Jaylene Weston is single-handedly the most, I would say, nervous, frightened, unsure of whether or not she could make Mary Kay work. The most nervous consultant I've ever worked with. Not anymore though. And I want to say that because I thought to myself, if we can get Jaylene to do it, this will change the world. Because she really kept saying, do you think I can do it? Do you think I can do it? Do you think I can do it again? Every month she would say, oh, I got my power start done. Do you think I can do the next one? And it was just, you know, so foreign to her. Bless her ever-loving heart. Jaylene stuck with it, and she was one of those, like I said, that finished it. And I want you to know that she went from brand new consultant to sales director in about 18 months, and she earned her Cadillac 6 months after she debuted. That is someone who is shy, frightened, terrified, scared to death, and very unsure of herself when she starts the process. You know, I know directors that have been directors for 4, 5, 10 years that are still not driving Cadillacs, that weren't scared when they came in, that had all the confidence in the world. So I am just so beyond proud of Jaylene Weston, you guys, for, you know, all that she has accomplished. And the reason she was able to go on and become a director and earn her Cadillac 6 months out of DIQ was because she never stopped doing the power starts. Okay? That is the key. Then the third consultant that finished it, her name is Karen Johnson. And many of you have heard me train as I travel around the country, or you've been on a conference call I've done before, and that name I know sounds familiar. Karen Johnson was at that same Pacesetter class. And her story is this. When she attended the class, she was a new consultant. She had one personal recruit. So she was a senior consultant, but like had been in Mary Kay just a couple of months. And Karen was working a full-time job as a school teacher. She was going to graduate school in the evenings. So think about the limited time she had to work her business. How many times do we say, oh, if I just didn't have this full-time job, oh, if I just wasn't so busy. But that's not all Karen had going on. She also has 13 children, and I want that to sink in for a minute. 7 of them were teenagers at the time living at home, and she has triplet 17-year-old girls. So if you can imagine 7 teenagers living at home with crazy schedules, most of whom do not drive, that are under 16, I mean, you guys, come on. She really did not have a lot of spare time. Yet Karen was one of the 45 that finished 12 power starts in a row. And I'm really excited to tell you that in the time that she did those 12 power starts, she earned her vibe. Then she was the platinum vibe winner at our Salt Lake City Career Conference that year. Then she went on to earn her Grand Prix during DIQ that same 12 months. And she earned her Cadillac 3 months after she debuted as a director. And it gets better. Karen completed her first full year as a director this past June. So at seminar this year, as a first-year director, Karen was honored in the $400,000 unit club, her first full year as a director. Now, keep in mind that when she was teaching full-time, when she was going to graduate school in the evening and has, you know, those 7 teenagers living at home, 13 children all together, she was in DIQ during all that time. So directors, please don't buy into what your consultants tell you that they're so busy. Share Karen's story with them. And I'm very proud to tell you that Karen ended up as the number one director of the number one unit in her debuting class. Yes, she was number one on the dean's list. So because of these type of stories, you guys, I am absolutely obsessed with 12 power starts in a row because I see what happens. You know, as a school teacher, we all know they're not the highest paid, you know, career in the world. And I want you to know that Karen's first three commission checks as she came out the gate as a director, her first three commission checks, get excited, averaged over $6,000. Her first three commission checks. Because so much of her production, I mean, she was doing 16,000, 20,000 wholesale right out of the gate. And so much of it was personal production from her personal power starts. That's why her commission checks were so high. So, you guys, it is the only key. It is the only way to have a quantum leap if that's what you want. Okay. Now, after as the pace setter class was going along, of course, we were recruiting new consultants into our area, and there's another story about a gal named Christy Slater. Christy Slater came into Mary Kay, and she saw Karen Johnson. That's all we were talking about was, you know, Maggie, Jaylene, and Karen, and that's how Christy came into this business. So because when she came in, that was the buzz, and that's all she heard. That's all she knew to do. And she saw Karen, and she said, I want to do what Karen Johnson's doing. So Christy went from brand new consultant to Cadillac driving sales director in 8 months. 8 months. Eight solid power starts. She earned her Cadillac one month or 2 months? I can't remember. Out of DIQ. And so she beat Karen's record, which Karen was thrilled about because in our area, the rule is records are set to be broken. So what I'm trying to prove with that point is if you'll just get this going, as your new consultants come into your unit, they won't know any different because they always want to run and do what the top person is doing, okay? So here's my theory, and it's just my theory. I believe when a new consultant comes into this business, if she will commit to 12 power starts in a row based upon results I've seen over and over, and I don't have time to tell you everybody's stories, that a consultant will go from brand new to Cadillac, or I'm sorry, brand new to director at least in 12 power starts. But I've also seen them go from brand new consultant to Cadillac director in those 12 power starts or less. And I'm not pulling this out of the sky. I've experienced it with the people I'm telling you about, okay? Now, all of those stories that I've told you are from people who did it from consultant to director. But now I'm excited to tell you what happens when a director commits to 12 power starts in a row because that's who I'm talking to this morning. So now I've sold you on the fact that, you know, what can happen for your consultants, which, of course, contributes amazingly to your unit. But now I want to talk about you. Because you have in your power, the palm of your own hands, the ability to turn your business completely around if you will commit to the 12 power starts. And I would hope that you will take that advice and listen to nothing else for the next 12 months. Not look for another way, a different solution, who's doing what. Just give it a chance. Do the experiment. Be the experiment. And prove me wrong. Because let me tell you a story about Tina Parkin. Tina Parkin was a Grand Prix director in my area who in January was going through some personal life situations, and she would tell you herself that she allowed those things to really get her down. And, you know, they were some serious things. We're not talking, you know, she had a headache. She had some serious life situations going on. But she says, you know, I allowed that to happen. I could have risen above it. But in January, as a Grand Prix driving director, Tina Parkin's production, and by the way, I have permission from Tina to tell this story, okay? Her entire month's production in January was $650. I want you to write these numbers down if you're somewhere you can write, because you need to remember this for later to go back to and be energized by. Tina called me and she said, what do I do? And she and her husband were having some problems, and he was, you know, frustrated and she was frustrated, and he had said to her, and she shared this with me and gave me permission to share it with you, you know what, Tina, it's me or Mary Kay. Okay. Now, Tina is a real estate agent as well, and I think her husband had obviously seen her make more money in real estate at that point than she was making in her business. Well, Tina was devastated because she loves Mary Kay, and that was just not an option. She loves her husband. That wasn't an option. So she called and she said, what do I do? Well, first of all, I have to tell you, I am not one to give marital advice. So I didn't touch that with a 10-foot pole, but I said, Tina, you know, I can't give you marital advice, but I can tell you that if you work this business the way you know how to do it, you can turn everything around. And she said, okay, I'm not going to decide. I'm going to give it 30 days, and I am going to do a double power start. I'm going to work like crazy for 30 days and prove to my husband what, you know, can happen. Now, this is what I want you guys to write down. She set out to do a double power start, which is 60 faces. She ended up doing 47 faces that month. She interviewed 25 of those 30 faces, so she shared the marketing plan with 25 of them. And I want you to know that her February production, are you ready for this? 30 days later, $20,002. I know, I can hear the gasps right now. So, directors, my question for you is, are you willing to do a double power start in September? How would you like to increase your production $19,000 from August to September? You see, I think we get overwhelmed and we get discouraged thinking it's going to take forever to turn it around. No. It takes a decision, a commitment, and then the work to make it happen. So seriously, Tina's production jumped $19,350 from 1 month to the next, and I want you to know that $19,650 of that $20,002 was personal team production. Tina sold $5,700 worth of product during her power start, which I believe is very normal. A director should sell $4,000 to $6,000 worth of product in a power start, period. And Tina did. So her wholesale order was a Ruby Star order, over $2,400 wholesale. And all the rest of that $19,650 came from new recruit production. Because, see, when you're holding power starts yourself, directors, you believe in inventory. You have no problem selling full store inventories when you just moved $5,700 worth of product. Okay? So she was recruiting people, sharing her story, sharing what had just happened, and they believed her because she had just walked the walk. So $19,650 was personal team production. So guess what? If you do the math, that only leaves $350 outside of that that added up to her $20,002. $352 wholesale came from her existing unit that month. So, my friends, had she not done what she did, her production in February would have been $350, and she no longer would have been a sales director. I hope you're understanding that. Because she couldn't count on her existing unit. They weren't wanting to work at that point, and that's their prerogative. But Tina was willing to work. So that's what can happen to a director in 30 days, you guys. From February to June, Tina did the National Court of Sharing in 5 months. 5 months, she recruited over 30 personal recruits in five consecutive power starts. And she only missed her $300,000 unit club by like, oh, it was so sad because she hadn't figured it out. We weren't tracking it with the double credit, but really, she only missed it by a $700 wholesale order when you figured in double credit. She was like, I think, 3,000 retail or something. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But Tina's attitude about that was so great. She said, oh, well, watch me this year. You know, I mean, she didn't get depressed about it. She just said, well, at least you know I didn't cheat. I didn't place an order that I didn't need, you know, and so it was so exciting. But I just want you to really remember that story, because even if you're not missing production right now, even if you're doing 10, 20, 30,000 wholesale, what if you increased it by 19,000 wholesale and went from 10,000 to 30,000 by the end of September? What if you went from 20,000 to 40,000? That's million-dollar production. What if you're doing 30 and 40,000? I heard Jeanette Beisley's on this call. I heard Brenda Bennett's on this call. You guys, they're trip directors. And they can increase by 20,000 wholesale. Holy cow. They'll be million-dollar directors. They'll be, who knows, they could be in the top five, top three, number one in the entire company. But are you willing to do it? Are you willing to let go of your former beliefs that you're too busy and whatever stories we make up? And then another story I want to tell you. Kim Cadell, you guys know that name. She's number one in our seminar. And I want to share a story with you. About 3 years ago, Kim's unit had gone from doing 800,000, I believe that was 2004 or 2005, I get my years mixed up, and they had slipped that to 650,000. And I know some of you think, oh, well, that's not bad. She's still got to go on the trip. But, you know, going backwards never feels good. It doesn't matter what you go backwards from or to. It, you know, that's never comfortable. And Kim was not happy. And she said to me, oh, Tammy, you know, that is not going to happen again. I will never let that happen again. And I said, Kim, you know what to do. And she said, yes, I do. I need to do the National Court of Sharing again, because she had done it her first year in Mary Kay. She was the first runner-up to the Queen of Sharing, and she knew what that had done for her business that year. So at this point, I want you to know, Kim's unit was over 250 unit members. So I'm talking now to those of you who are directors that are in that top 100. That's why you were invited on this call, because I think sometimes we get complacent and we start thinking, well, come on, I'm over 200 unit members, I'm a top director, maybe you're an executive senior, maybe you've been on the trips, and you start thinking, even subconsciously, that you no longer want to or have the time to be a consultant. Well, you guys, Kim's story proves you wrong, because Kim did. That year, she went back to doing 3 skincare classes a week, consecutive power starts for the entire 12 months. And I want you to know that her unit went from 650 to 1,050,000. And here's the best part. When Kim added up, well, and wait a minute, and that was the year she was the queen of sharing. You'll remember that. If you were in Mary Kay, let's see, that wasn't, I don't know if it was 2005, 2006. The year doesn't matter. Get all this confused. But the bottom line is, Kim stood on that stage on awards night as a million-dollar director, number 2 in our seminar next to Pat Nuzzi. And she sat on the throne the same night as the queen of sharing. What a statement. And if you were there at that seminar, you remember Tom Whatley saying, it's the only time this has happened where a million-dollar director has sat on the throne as queen of sharing, one time before, when Kathy Helou was the unit queen of sales and the queen of sharing in her seminar. The year Kathy Helou did 2 million, she sat on that throne as the queen of sharing. So you know what? We just got to not get too big for our britches, directors. If you're saying you want to do million, you're saying you want to beat your best unit club, you're saying you want to be on the trip this year, there is no other answer but for you to do 12 power starts in a row and the court of sharing, period, end of story. At the end of that year, I had Kim add up the wholesale and retail production that was generated from her court of sharing. Now, keep in mind, they did 1,050,000. You're going to just absolutely split a gut when I tell you this. The retail production that Kim brought in between her personal sales and the people she recruited that year and the people those people recruited that year, when she went back and added up all of those people's wholesale orders, including her own from her sales, the retail was $330,000. So two things I want to tell you right there. If Kim had not done the $330,000 from her court of sharing and 12 power starts, you would take $1,050,000 and subtract $330,000, and Kim, well, it was a million something. It roughly $650,000 again, you guys, $650,000 to $670,000. So had she not done those 12 power starts and that quarter sharing, she would have ended up in the exact same spot that year as she had the year before. You are the catalyst, directors. You do not need to look at your unit. You do not need to look at the new people coming in. You need to look in the mirror and say, how bad do I want it? Am I willing to go get it? Well, I have another story just like that. Brenda, wait a minute, though. Those of you that are working to go national, Kim will tell you that that year set her up for this year. She had 6 first-line offspring and I believe two second-line offspring this year, that came as a result of that work she had done the year before, those personal recruits, you guys. Kim's getting ready to go national because that she was willing to do that. And to finish national this year, she's doing it again. I stood on that stage on awards night and told you, as I was crowning Kim as the queen of unit sales, her goal this year is to be number one in our seminar and queen of sharing again. And you guys, she's a three-time million-dollar director. But that's her goal because she said, in order to finish my national area, that's what I need to do. That's what I need to do. So let's start looking in the mirror and saying, what can I do to make this happen? And the last story I want to share with you is about Brenda Bennett. Many of you have gotten to know Brenda because she came on the scene very fast. It was one of those, who's that? Who's that? What'd she do? Anyway, Brenda Bennett is another Cadillac director in my area. She did the trip this year, the first time, and it's only her second year as a sales director. And the best thing about Brenda's story is Brenda moved from Utah to Nevada about a year and a half ago. Her husband had a job transfer, and they moved from Ogden, Utah to Elko, Nevada. And Elko, Nevada is a much smaller town than Ogden is. When Brenda and her family got to Elko, Brenda didn't know a single solitary person. So this is a story for those of you who have moved or have consultants that say to you, I don't have any leads, I don't have anywhere to start with. Well, Brenda didn't either, you guys. But she moved there in February of 2006. And she continued to work with her unit in Ogden because she had a DIQ and had a lot going on. So for the first 4 months, she commuted back and forth and back and forth and, you know, ran her unit from there. Well, in June of that year, once the year was over, she and her offspring, head offspring, who, by the way, is Jaylene Weston, okay, apple doesn't fall far from the tree, but she offspring Jaylene, and she said, okay, it's time to start building at home in Elko. So Brenda, in those 4 months that she had lived there, had made some relationships, you know, with the girl next door and some people through church. And so she booked two women to hold skincare classes for her. And you guys, literally, from those first two classes, Brenda was able to do 12 power starts in a row from June of 06 to June of 07 in an area she knew nobody. And Brenda is on this call this morning, and if she could talk, she would tell you she warm chattered, get this, for a total of 2 hours, maybe the entire year. You see, when you hold classes and you do them correctly and you get 4, 5, 6 people to every class, you book classes from classes. And that's how Brenda does it. She has a phenomenal hostess program that we got from National Sales Director Cheryl Steinman. And I know that it's available on Brenda's website. But it's a phenomenal hostess program, and Brenda works it, and Brenda has charisma. That's her claim to fame. Brenda has charisma. You instantly feel like her best friend. And you guys, that's something some people have to work on. If you're coming across, you know, ask your best friend, you know, how do I come across? Do I come across stuffy? Do I come across too serious? Brenda has charisma, and between that and her hostess coaching and her hostess program, she booked classes from classes. So get excited, you guys, that if you'll do that, then you can teach your people. They don't have to go out and warm chatter for hours and hours on end. You can keep it going. And Brenda held 12 power starts in a row, you guys, and I want you to know that she did the $700,000 unit club. That was her second year as a director, moved to a new state she knew nobody. What would most people have done? Most people would have sat there, sucked their thumb, and said, oh my gosh, I can't believe I had to move away from my unit. Now I've had an offspring. Now I don't have anything going on. Now what am I going to do? No, Brenda went to work doing what Mary Kay taught us to do, holding skincare classes. She recruited 28 personal people in Elko, which is a very small town, you guys. And $729,000 retail her first full year as a director. Now, Brenda, I had Brenda do the same thing that I had Kim do. I said, go back, add up what you are personally responsible for bringing in to your unit this year. You guys, it gets even better. Write these numbers down. Her unit did $729,000 retail. Okay, Brenda, between her personal sales, her personal recruits, and those personal recruits that came in through the year, that total was $518,000 retail. So had she not done that, her 12 power starts in a row, you take 729 and you minus 518 and you get 211,000. That would have been Brenda's unit club this year had she sat and sucked her thumb and thought, what am I going to do? She jumped in, she went to work, and she worked this business like we're supposed to, okay? She ended up doing the triple star achievement. She didn't just skim by either. She did over 54,000 retail, not 36,000 to squeak by in the court of sales because she was truly selling. And I'm very proud to tell you that right now Brenda already has over 9,000 retail in again for this year. Because when you build a customer base, even in July and August, when you're off running around traveling and going to seminar and doing this and that and the other, your customers continue to order. Yeah, that was a couple weeks ago. She's probably over 10,000 by now. What's your retail right now, directors? How many power starts have you done? Tomorrow's the last day of the second month of the seminar year. Have you done 2 power starts in a row? Come on, gang. We know what to do. We have to stop pretending not to know what to do. So anyway, Brenda's commissions were over 12,000, and you saw her stand on the stage as the first runner-up to the Queen of Sharing in the Diamond Division. Now, that's a powerful year, having moved her entire family. And Brenda has 3 children under the age of 6, that they were under the age of 5 last year. So don't tell me she's not busy. You see what I'm saying? She has a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old. It's unbelievable, you guys, what a 12 power starts in a row can do. And I hope that that sells you on it. And Tracy, I think I've only got about 15 minutes left, but I do want to share some tips. Because as you take this information back and you start teaching your unit members, there's things that you need to know because people can get discouraged. And I want to give you some tips from it. But first of all, I want you to understand again why it's important to build your unit this way and your future national area this way. We are a product sales-based company. Period. I said that before. And I want you to know that it's been my experience in the last 13 years that 5% or less of the consultants that come into this business will become serious recruiters. That's been my experience. I don't know the company statistics, Tracy. That would be something very interesting to find out. And when I say serious recruiters, I mean it would be interesting to know what percentage of our U.S. sales force is a team leader or higher. I believe you can become a red jacket by accident and then stay there forever. But I think team leader and beyond is definitely, they're taking it seriously. So I'd be interested to know what percentage, Tracy, of our U.S. sales force is a team leader and above. And maybe Tracy can get back to us on that. But that's been my experience. 5% or less of the people that come into my unit or my area will be serious recruiters and go on to earn cars and become sales directors. You guys, that means 95% won't stay in Mary Kay if they're not making money. Okay? Because if you're not recruiting, the only way to make money is by selling and building a customer base. So if you don't teach your base unit to sell, you're forever replacing, replacing, replacing. And there's as many going out the door as there are coming in the door, which brings me back to the point that if all you're doing is recruiting and teaching your people to recruit, 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 and selling is like a sideline, that's why you're having to work so hard, okay? You've got to get the majority of your people selling, build them a customer base. They will never leave you. And there you have why my unit does what they do with little attention, because they have customers. I firmly believe that if a consultant comes into this business and you can get her through a power start, she will never quit Mary Kay, because I believe she will establish at least 10 good customers plus herself buying this product at cost. And on 10 good customers, you can stay active. 10 skincare, buying customers, you can stay active forever. And you're making a little bit of money. So I really believe that they'll stay. And the bottom line is, shortcuts do not work. Okay? Mary Kay set it up that way, and we owe it to her and to her family to keep it that way. Now, tips for power starts. Here's a few tips. Number one. And this is the most important, and that's why I'm number one. You, as the director, have to be the first one to do the 12 power starts in a row. Because until you do, you can't sell it with the passion that I'm selling it to you this morning. And your people will not buy into your passion if they know that it's fabricated. So you must first say, I would go to my meeting this week and I would say, here's the deal. I am laying it on the line. I am committing to you that you will see me do 12 full circle power starts in a row and finish the National Court of Sharing this year. Who's on board? Who wants to do it with me? Let me tell you some of the stories I heard on a conference call I was on about people who were brand new consultants and became directors and Cadillac directors in 12 power starts. Who wants to run with me? Because then you've laid your heart and soul on the line and there's no backing out, you guys. 12 in a row. Second thing that you need to know is that the first power start is the most work. The first power start will require the most work because you have to get the bookings on your books to start with. But the second one and beyond, you shouldn't have to spend any time on the phone booking because you should book from every class for the next power start. You all know Lisa Madsen's story about coming in and booking 12 skincare classes when she first started and doing 102 skincare classes that year from those original 12 classes, booking from booking. Okay? So, it worked back, 18, 19, 20 years ago when Lisa was a brand new consultant, and it still works today. Okay? Because Brenda Bennett just did it June to June. So nothing has changed, you guys, about how this business works. What has changed is our thoughts, some of our thoughts, because, of things you've heard or things you've seen of people just recruiting their way to wherever they want to go. Well, it works temporarily, maybe, but it doesn't work long term because people need to know they can make money selling the product. But anyway, the third thing you need to know, that coaching is the number one key to making this work. And coaching, in a nutshell, is getting a guest list, mailing invitations, and having a good hostess program that people want to book from. I mean, I could go on for 2 hours on coaching because that's truly my strong point, my forte. It's what Mary Kay taught me. And we have got to really start believing that we can get a good guest list from our people. You see, Pampered Chef, you guys, asks for 50 to 75 or 100. Actually, I just had a message from one of my directors yesterday that said one of her best friends is a Pampered Chef consultant. And this was this week they had this conversation, and she said they asked anywhere from 50 to 100 names on their hostess list. Now, if Pampered Chef can ask for that, you guys, we can ask for 20. So you've got to get your people sold on the fact that it's okay to ask for 20 people on a guest list, because if they don't, they're not going to get 6 people at a class. And that is the key to these power starts I'm telling you about. They're not doing classes with 3 people. Mary Kay never said a class is 3 people. She never said that. The only time that we talked about that was when Mary Kay showed the 2020 challenge, and for purposes of that contest, you could count it if 3 people attended. And all of a sudden, overnight, it became a class is 3 people. That's not true. A class is 6 people. But you're not going to get 6 people to a class if you don't get a guest list of at least 20. Okay? The invitation, people started shortcutting mailing invitations like it wasn't important. It's very important. It's very important, and I don't have time to go into why. And then the good hostess program, offering your hostess enough that the incentive is there for her to hold a class, and also for her guests at the class to hold a class. Okay, tip number 4, they have to be willing, and you have to be willing to ask enough people to hold a class. You can't just book 10 classes and think you're going to hold 10 classes. I don't need to go into that. That is just a rule in our business that half or less of what you book will most likely hold. And that's something you have to work, tirelessly at convincing your consultants about. And this past month, I had one of my directors who really wanted to have a quantum leap. And I said to her, you have to have a power start book to be held by the 15th of the month. By the 15th, it has to, you book it so that all of the appointments are scheduled to be held before that. Well, sure enough, by the 15th of the month, she had done a perfect start. Not a power start. She had a power start booked, but by the 15th, she'd already done a perfect start. Let me ask you, did you? Tomorrow is the 31st of the month. Did you complete a full circle power start? Okay. If you didn't, it's probably because you didn't book enough to begin with. So encourage your people to have the power start booked to be held before the 15th, because then bookings from those bookings that do hold will book for the second half of the month. Better yet, why not book a double power start? Why not book 20 classes to be held in the month? And if you hold 10 with 6 people, it's a double power start anyway. Think about that for a minute. We've got ourselves so freaked out. As I travel around the country, people are like, oh, power start is so hard. You guys, a power start is 5 skincare classes in a month. five classes with six people. Come on. That's not even two classes a week. It's not hard. We got to make up a new story in our head. A double power start is only 10 classes with six people. Directors, you can do that on two or three Saturdays. You can have power Saturdays, super Saturdays, where you hold three to four classes back to back. A class is 2 to 3 hours. Oh my gosh, if you hold three classes and they, with driving time, they take you 3 hours, that's a 9-hour day. Oh my word. How hard is that? A 9-hour day on a Saturday to hold three super powerful classes back to back. You do that four Saturdays in a row, you can hold 12 classes if you just do them on Saturdays. Your entire double power start, 12 classes, can be done all on Saturdays if you're willing to do that. It just depends on how bad you want the quantum leap. So, the next thing, number five, it's sometimes, and in certain geographical locations, maybe, you know, like I'm thinking New York City. Okay, maybe it is, I don't know, I don't even want to put the thought in your head, but I'm going to have to. I have to mention it because I know that you're from all over the country. And depending on your demographics, maybe skincare classes aren't something that works. Maybe people like to do facials. But you know what? I still wouldn't do facials. I would book six people individually to come at the same time. I hold my facials on this day at this time at this location. You know, that might work for those of you that say, you know, skincare classes don't work in your area. Work around that. You be the hostess. You invite 12 people to come, and it's six show. That's a full class, and then you put everybody's name in a hat, and you draw who gets the hostess credit. You guys, you have to think outside the box. But even if your people don't have leads, and they have to go out and warm chatter and meet people. You know, they're starting with onesies, and sometimes, you know, they can't turn a warm chatter facial into a class, although if I had another hour, I could tell you that is possible, too, if you do it the right way. But if in fact, they have to go and start from scratch, then you just invite 12 people to come all at the same location, same thing. And then they book classes from that class, and they're on their way to holding classes instead of individual facials. But anyway, those are the main tips. And then if you are being the hostess, let's say you're doing them at a training center or at your home, you can book double and triple hostesses, okay, to guarantee that at least one of the classes holds. But anyway, you cannot, the last tip is this. This is really key that you understand and that you really sell your people on. You cannot base the effectiveness of this on one power start, okay? If they go out and do a power start in September and they don't see amazing results from it, then they can't be discouraged. You need to challenge them to do at least three in a row before they decide, because three in a row will tell the story. Three in a row will prove to them what's possible, because you get better each time. By that third power start, you are selling like a maniac. You are booking like a maniac, and you are recruiting like a maniac from your classes. But so three will tell the story, but 12 will rock your world for sure. I promise you. Tracy, was that our beat to cut us off? Because I have a great thing I wanted to read to close, but it will take me about 2 minutes. Okay. Okay. Okay, great. Well, you guys, I got this from one of my sales directors yesterday via email, and you may have seen it, but boy, this just so, and I know I got it yesterday because I was doing this call today. It's called When. W-H-E-N. When your reasons to move forward outweigh your excuses for staying put, you will move forward. When your thirst for success is more powerful than the desire to stay within your comfort zone, you will succeed. When the reward is meaningful enough, you will act. When you connect your deepest purpose with the goals you've set, those goals will be achieved. When you understand that there is a real and accessible pathway to the most magnificent dreams you can dream, you'll get yourself on that path. It's the Power Start path, by the way. When you know without a doubt that every action has a consequence, you'll focus all your actions in a positive and valuable direction. When you love what you do, you'll do it with grace and ease and excellence. When you do what you love, you'll provide a steady stream of unique and extraordinary gifts to life. When you are completely clear about why, you'll be able to figure out how. And I hope I've convinced you why. When you let go of the need to need, you'll fall into a massive sea of beautiful abundance. When you are ready, life is here to fully live. Choose it. And now is when. That's by Ralph Marston. Thank you, Tracy, for this opportunity.